We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hey, I'm Carolyn. And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, do you like to go on vacation?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like to go on vacation, right? I mean, it's a fun thing to do. What are things that you like to do on vacation? Yeah, Sam.
Every year we go to the beach.
How about you, Andrew? Where do you like to go on vacation?
I like to see the Grand Canyon.
Wow, okay. So you like to travel the country, don't you? And how about you, Luke?
I like to go to California.
Okay, that takes a long time, doesn't it? Well, there's so many places we can visit, right? You could go to a different place every single vacation you go on.
We can drive in our car.
Or we can take a plane and fly far away.
Sometimes we can take a train, too.
It's fun to travel.
And here's a song about
vacations.
Are you packed?
We're packed!
Are you ready to go?
It's a very, very, very special time of the year. 'Cause we're gonna leave our work behind, but now it's time to have fun. We're going on vacation. We're packed, we're ready to go. Take a plane, take a train to get there fast. Our car will get you there slow. We're gonna have fun. We're going on vacation. We might have trouble along the way. Might have trouble, but that's okay. We'll stick together, everything will work out fine. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere. Telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. It's time to make some memories, there's lots to see and do. Each day's an adventure, each day brings something new. The family's all together, it's time to have some fun. We're going on vacation. We might have trouble along the way. Might have trouble, but that's okay. We'll stick together, everything will work out fine. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere, telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. Don't ask when we'll get there, your guess is as good as mine. Just bring along some things to do to help you pass the time. And before you know it, we'll be there having a lot of fun. We're going on vacation. Before you know it, we'll be there having lots of fun. We're going. It's gonna be great.
Well, I just got back from a vacation. I visited the Grand Canyon. And as I looked over the huge canyon of red rock and layer upon layer, I couldn't help but think of the God of all creation that created that. And it made me want to worship him. And we study the same God, don't we? The same God who created that beautiful Grand Canyon. And his creation is beyond anything that we can ever imagine. Someone told me how wonderful the Grand Canyon was, and I really couldn't appreciate it until I was there. When you look around and see God's beauty, do you think of God and thank Him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the time.
Sometimes, yeah. And I think maybe from this lesson, maybe we can learn maybe to do a little more often, can't we? Because sometimes we just say, oh, it's a rainbow, or oh, look at that beautiful mountain, or... But Paul wrote in the book of Romans, God is showing himself to us and showing his power to us by nature, by all the things that we see. And we can see it clearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can see nature all around us. So once we understand that that's God's creation that he made for us, then we are without excuse. You know what that means when the Bible says we're without excuse? Uh-huh.
It means that, like, God is all around us, so there's no way we could ever say that there is no God or no divine creator because the evidences of him are all around.
That's right. Everywhere we look, we have no excuses for not believing in God. That's right.
King David was in awe of God's creation. Here's what he wrote.
Psalm 8 says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him?
The Son of Man, that you care for him."
The same God that created the beautiful sky filled with stars also created you.
He made each one of us different.
And God loves us all the same.
We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different.
Different hair, different eyes, different skin, a different size, but God loves us all the same.
We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different.
The things we do,
the places we go,
the way we dress,
and what we know.
God created this beautiful world.
And God made each one of us.
And here's another fact that is amazing.
God loves you so much, and he knows everything that you do and everything that you say. He knows everything about you.
He keeps you safe and watches over you,
even when you travel away from home.
Psalm 139 says, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
You know when I sit and when I rise.
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
You discern my going out and my lying down.
You are familiar with all my ways.
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
You hem me in, behind and before me.
You have laid your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me,
too lofty for me to attain.
Where can I go from your spirit?
Where can I flee from your presence?
If I go up to the heavens, you are there.
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me.
Your right hand will hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me.
Even the darkness will not be dark to you.
The night will shine like the day.
For darkness is as light to you.
Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For I am who I am. I am the Lord God.
All creation,
the light in the darkness,
the giver of life.
I am the Alpha
and the Omega.
I am your God.
Do not worry,
I am with you. Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For I am who I am. I am your God.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for creating this amazing world that we live in.
The stars in the sky were placed there by you.
You made the mountains and the rivers.
Everything we see, hear, smell, and feel was created by your hands.
Thank you, Father, for it all.
And thank you so much for taking care of each one of us. We know that we are safe.
We know that you are always with us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you'll remember this lesson and pack it away the next time you go on a trip.
And if you would like to share a story about a vacation that you've been on, we would love to hear from you.
Did you ever see something that amazed you?
Write to us and tell us about it.
Here's our address, Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
God created this beautiful world for us to enjoy.
To show us how great He is.
To amaze us.
Wherever we go,
God is there. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.